Why do people cheat? What causes divorce? Should couples have joint finances? Is bad sex a deal breaker? How often should couples even have sex? I don't have it all figured out, but I know a little bit about a lot, and what works for me may not work for you. But let's talk about it. This is just my two cents. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Just My Two Cents. I am your host, Carell, here with my co-host, Mr. Gerald.
You get my whole government?
I had to stop myself.
What's up, y'all? What's going on? How you doing? How you living? How you been?
Oh, I can't speak for everybody else, but all is well over here.
He probably said, well, he excited. That challenge must be going pretty good. Let's just say.
First of all, how are you? How was your week?
Week was good. New job, new position.
How you like it?
It's different. But not like a bad different or a good different. It's just different. Different environment, different people going to a place you don't know no one, not one person. And I think, you know, which is, can be a good thing, right? Everybody trying to fill each other out. I'm more so and now in a management position, so you understanding delegating. But also you become a counselor, a therapist, a teacher, a mentor, a trainer. You know, like when they say you wear every hat, you wear every hat.
That's cool, as long as you don't become nobody's work husband. I'm cool with you being all those other things.
You know, do you think that's a real thing?
I do believe that is a real thing. I don't know anybody who has a work husband or a work wife. Not in my building. But I'm sure it ain't just made up.
People
be doing it.
No, I'm talking about, like,
people do it on a play level.
Right.
I think people also
take it to, like, yo, we with each other.
Interferes with people on their jobs.
And I'm sure that definitely happens because you are with that person or you are with these people for more than you probably are. Well, not, it's not more than you home, but,
but
you got to think about it. You sleep 8 hours, if that. At work, 8 hours, if not more, which has been like that for me. Like, the first one opening up, last one to leave.
Yeah, you bringing slavery back. All right, anyway, today we are talking about marrying young. Should you marry your high school sweetheart?
You know, I don't know about the topic being focused on high school sweetheart, but I think marry young is, I think people hit a point in their life and it's like damn, like, did I rush? Did I, you know, I mean, I guess I'm trying to just think of, like, you know, thoughts that people probably had. Like, all right, did I rush? Am I feeling pressure? Did I just, you know, honeymoon phase? And I kind of, did I jump the gun? You know, I guess it's the same thing all in all the lines of rushing.
Would you encourage or discourage your children to marry young? If they came to you
That's a good question.
High school seniors or in college, like, I think I'm ready to get married. I met somebody. They, you know, check all the boxes for me. Do I have your approval?
I need to meet them.
If you do meet them and you do like them, would you still encourage them to get married at 17, 18, 19, 20?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I say if that person is meant to be, they're going to be there.
How long you got to wait?
Well, my thing is, are you ready to, you know, my box that I have? Are you ready to do X, Y, Z? Are you ready to live independently? Are you ready to handle those responsibilities that is required, I think, just individually. That I think I want to make sure that you're well off before you now try to add someone else, you know, to become one. I think that's a huge responsibility. But knowing what I know now, I think why is designed to really not, you know, to be monogamous, right? Or to, because you don't know what you don't know, right? If you just with one person, you don't know what you're missing. You don't have nothing to compare it to. You don't know if what you have is good or bad.
So do you feel like you have to know what else is out there to know if you got a good thing or not? Because if you're happy,
and that's the thing. It's crazy because I understand, like, you know, like doing like what the word says, because really is paper, right? Paper is what, through the state or through the law, we talked about this before on someone else's platform, that really the moment you are intimate or the moment that y'all both two agree, then are you married when you look at it from that angle? And then are you married to a whole bunch of people out here?
Yeah, and so,
right. And so, you know, knowing what you know now, it's like, you know what, it's, you don't want to have those spirits or be a part and now be attached to those things where you could have easily avoided it. So it's a dangerous path, I would say, because once you are exposed, people can get turned out. You know, people become, you know, hard to be faithful because now they want to know, okay, I want to know what this person's like. And, you know, you start realizing everybody's different. And so that can be now you on that train, on that path. But when you don't, when you really get the chance to stick it out and stick with someone, I think you'll be able to experience true marriage or life, I think, when y'all both are fully committed. I don't know if I went on a tangent. I don't know where I went right there, but I'm like, man, I understand both sides. And I just think that is ideally, God's plan is always better.
At the end of all of that.
God's plan is better. But I'm almost now even feeling convicted. It's like, I don't know if I just wanted to be with one person.
Say what?
Not like I want to be with somebody else now, but I think I don't want to now forever be, if I'm just with you because of the world and you get caught up in the world, right? Before you know Christ, you think, are you missing out? The FOMO.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be with me and you're really feeling like, man, is what I have good? Or I just don't know. And I'm constantly thinking about something else. Like, I know. I got a gem.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that I feel like you're my better half, right? I am who I am because of, like, the Michelle to the Obamas, right? I feel like I'm blessed. I feel like we understand each other. The yin to my yang. That's what you say, right?
That's what I say.
All right, you better talk like you mean it.
All right, so we're going to discuss the top 9 advantages and disadvantages of marrying early.
Okay. Let's talk about it. I'm sorry. I'm playing.
It's all
right. I'm just excited. You know, we just on our challenge and it's just we haven't missed a day yet. Okay. Just gonna say it that way. We haven't missed a day yet.
Okay. All
right. You ain't excited.
I am excited, but I was trying to talk about marriage and you still stuck on sex. But I guess since it's been 6 months, as you put it.
Come on, man. Let's just talk about the stuff you want to talk about.
Man, you want to cut me off.
So we can...
All right. So advantage number one of marrying early. No need for the perfect time. So I get it. You don't have, and this is opposite of what you were saying. You don't have to hold off if what you have, if you know what you have is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Then why put it off? Why put off to tomorrow what you can do today?
Oh, come on now. With it, what chapter?
I don't know. Matthew
6:34.
All right. Number two, have time before planning. I mean, have time before planning kids. I think that's a good point. When you marry young and you have.
Nah, you having kids from the rip.
You don't necessarily know that. And we do know married couples who have been married for 2-3 years. And I don't know if that's like considered a long time or not. But they don't have children.
That's their intention?
I don't know.
Right. You don't know. And again, you don't. Every situation is different. So you're right. You do have time to. You're right. And actually, I have heard. You know, I'm
y'all
thinking of a couple.
Y'all live your life a little bit.
They say, hey, we want to wait a little bit. We want to really just travel and enjoy.
Right.
So you're
enjoy
right.
Enjoy each other.
Okay. All right.
On the opposite of that, you could be cool young parents if you do have kids when you're younger. But, you know, I think we transition. we not the cool parents no more. I feel like because we have a teenager now,
mm-hmm.
she really be like over us sometimes.
But she's in and out right now.
She is in and out.
Because we at the parents like, yo, go sit down. Like, you too goofy.
Our parents?
No, like, you know how it's in and out. And so when she's over us.
Yeah.
We at a point where we over you. Because when she doesn't know, like, when she wants to turn it on, she turns it on. You don't get that same feeling?
No, color? I do be over her sometimes. But I think that's different just because I'm the parent. They all work my nerves sometimes.
Nah, yeah, I guess. But did you before you go in and get to your list, would you be okay?
I'm on number three already. What are you talking about?
Well, I know you're on the list, but you didn't answer the question that you asked me.
What?
Our kids come to you.
I got mixed feelings about it. I was 25 when we got married. You are my high school sweetheart. We had, I'm not going to make it seem like there was never anything else going on in either one of our lives, because it was, but.
So, is it high school sweetheart because we got together when we was in high school? Does that make it?
What else would it be?
It doesn't make it a high school sweetheart. I don't think we was really like.
What would you call it? We didn't go to the same high school.
But my thing is, our focus wasn't like, would you focus it on like relationships? Like, yo, we getting married.
I always knew once I got you, I was going to mold you to who I needed you to be.
Nah.
Because if you get them young, Gerald.
Cut it out. Ain't nobody tell you that.
Mold them.
You making stuff up.
Like a vase.
You became a best friend. You became like somebody who I can talk about everything. You became the person that I did not want to. I always wanted you in my life, right? But I didn't like.
Right, and I'm your out baby here. Mom, though.
Yeah, well, baby, mom, I knew that. Like, damn, at the end of the day, we gonna always be good. I don't want no family with nobody else. But we ain't had to live together. Like I used to tell you get your apartment. I remember saying that, having that conversation. I was like, yo, get your apartment first.
My
apartment.
You was wild, and I was retarded. You was wild, and I was retarded for even listening to you.
No, I mean that makes sense because my thing is show me. That you can be able to hold your own. Because what I did not want that you don't know how to do nothing. And you won't want me to not know how to do anything. That gets you upset now. Why you can't do this? Why you can't do that?
So that brings me to my next point on my list.
Go ahead.
Financial stability.
Now I don't know why I felt like. But that is why a lot of relationships have that moment where, you know,
but
breaks
if you're
up.
Younger, you can
y'all can figure out if your goal is to figure finances out together, you have more time to do so.
I guess y'all gonna struggle together.
I mean, if that's what it is.
You wasn't shooting with me in the gym. You feel me? Like
I was shooting with you.
You damn gym. Sure what you damn. Well, I ride my bike to your house now, but I mean, we have those moments, and I love it because we've seen every stage, right? The first car, before the cars, you know, driving, you know, taking driving lessons.
Asking your mom to hold her car. Asking JB to hold his car. Yeah. You buying your first car with the windows that didn't go down and the boombox sitting on the floor.
You was the radio. You was the radio girl. The DJ. Hey, yes, you DJ. And then I couldn't put down the front windows. Right? It was a 91 Buick Regal.
Good car.
Had it just for the summer. It lasted me for the summer. But I come. So
that's
we went.
A waste of money.
We went. It was $300 in the auction. $300, right? But when we went to, remember when we went to the drive-through, I had to pull up a little further because my order with the seats was all the way in the back, like really laid to the back anyway. I don't know why, because I'm short. While I was driving like
same
that,
reason why you was wearing a 3X T-shirt.
Ain't nobody had to know that.
My bad. Everybody did that back then.
I don't know why, because when you look at it, I was like, that's so stupid. It looked like
it is stupid.
You had a dress on. And for some reason, you mentally, you don't even. I remember my brother was like, he used to be happy because he was like, yo, I can wear your clothes. He's like, keep on buying that. He's like, yo, you look all right. And then I'll get mad. Why you got my shirt on? And we completely different sizes.
I would have loved to see him in your shirt. Because if it was fitting him, it didn't look cool.
Probably in that time. But he wasn't into like fashion wasn't his thing.
Right.
So he didn't care. He just knew that this shirt fits. Oh, man. All right. Come on. All right. Let's go to the next one.
The next one, being considerate and having patience.
That's
the advantage of marrying young. So I will say, the older you get, the more set in your ways you get.
I don't know. Would you say I'm like the same mentality when you met me?
No.
What do you base off of what though? I think I always had a goal driven mentality. I knew.
But that ain't got nothing to do with you being patient. Patient with me. I do think you are a patient person with me.
I think I am your voice of reason. When people was like, man, like, what's, like, she is mean. I used to say, no, like, you just got to get to know her. I used to feel like I'm defending. Like, I feel like every time I'm, like, going behind your back and saying, like, she didn't really mean it that way. She probably meant it this way. Or I can see both sides. It just, sometimes it may come off a little blunt. And I'm back in my mind, I'm like, ooh, that,
Now, I am straightforward. I don't like to beat around the bush with things. And I have a dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
But.
Which is funny at times. Not when I want to be like.
But I'm not mean. I do have a resting B-face, as they call it. I guess that's what you would call it. Is that what it is?
I think, I don't know if it's as approachable, right? And I think that can work in your to your advantage, right?
But I don't want people to look at me and say she's mean. I don't like that.
Right, and I think at some point,
it
bothers you, but you want to make sure that, hey, If I don't like you, then that's okay. You feel that way, but if you're thinking one way, other than what I wanted to come off, then it would you. That's not your intention.
I feel like, and this ain't got nothing to do with anything, but I feel like people who know me will say, Carell is not mean. But she do play too much.
Like, she play too much.
She play all the time.
And you forget to say psych.
Well, if I
Oh, I ain't say I was joking.
I don't say that with other people. I do that with you sometimes.
No, man. I got to tell people, yo, she playing.
Who? You ain't got to tell nobody that.
I do at times. I'm like, nah, you know, she playing. Or, like, come on. Come on, or every time you say something, and I know, like, you know, certain people we come across, I'm like, oh, like, they gonna take it some type of way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think, because I know certain people.
But I think I also have learned.
People.
I play a lot, but I can't play with everybody.
Yes, that is true.
Some people don't get my dry humor, and that's okay. It's their loss, but it's okay.
Right. But then when they do understand it, it's like, yo, you really funny.
You know.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
All right. So the next advantage is being responsible individuals. That sounds opposite of young, because older people are usually more responsible.
No. Mm-mm. Not all the time.
I said usually, didn't I?
So, I don't know. I guess we at an age where we're not, we realize that, you know, we really are adults. Like, we ain't just like
young adults.
We're not young adults anymore. And it's like, dang, we're there now. And I see some people who are twice our age or, you know, got us by a decade. And I'm like, you still thinking like this?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
That is mind-blowing.
Because when you're younger, you think, man, they are adults. Like, almost you think, damn, I'm coming to you for advice. It's a completely shift.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, damn, you was living like this?
We're all living like this. That is crazy.
And I didn't see it? Oh, man. I want to help you.
Those people do need help, though, Gerald. All right, number 7. Less to no baggage in life. So, I would agree. The younger you are, the less baggage you have.
True. Less bodies. Probably. The younger you are.
Does that matter?
Does what? Let's go to the next. But I'm saying less baggage, less. I was just going with the bees. Baggage, bodies.
But you don't want to talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? You know, people don't got all that. You meeting a real deal.
Number 8.
Go ahead.
Your sex life
changes.
It's better when you're younger.
I don't want to have to accept that.
But that's what the thing say.
But what do you think?
I think
it's like wine get better with time, baby.
I feel you, player. I think it's really about your health and the state, your physical condition. True. It doesn't matter how old you are, because if you were fat and out of shape, I don't know if that's
offensive
or not, but if you were fat and out of shape when you were younger, then maybe your sex life is not as good wasn't as good back then as it may be now, if you are now in shape and living a healthier lifestyle. You could do a little more, be willing to do a little more, try different things, so forth and so forth.
Different positions.
Sometimes experience makes it better too, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Teach you a few things, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Number 9.
Go ahead.
Religious reasons.
Better when you're young And we back at it.
That's an advantage. I mean, I guess when you're younger. I mean, when you think about, like, I'm ready to, you know, give up them yams.
Mm-hmm.
But I you want to get be married. Doing yeah, it I want the, to do right the right way.
Yes.
You get married younger.
Right, right. And I think, too, and I know, you know, you know somebody who has, you know, waited or waiting mm-hmm. until that time comes, and you don't know how long, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things where I think you can appreciate, or, you know what I mean? You appreciate really waiting for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
It just hopefully is worth, you know.
It's worth it. But if you don't have nothing to compare it to.
There you go.
Can it really be bad? It probably can still be bad.
Well, see, TV shows today and all this other stuff that you watch. So it's like, are you not?
Yeah, but that's acting.
It's acting, but it's like you can
feed into it.
You may be like, this ain't what I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then is that gonna be? You know what I'm saying? It's like, is that gonna be something to make you go somewhere else? Oh, you know, you just know, you don't know. I mean, I guess that's not our truth or our situation to say.
You ready for the disadvantages?
Oh, I don't know. Give me the good before you give me the bad. Go ahead.
Right, I had to butter you up.
Butter me up.
Mm. All right, number one, lack of understanding.
True.
I believe that to be true as well, because... And I think some people do get married for the wrong reasons, especially
No way.
Especially if their friends mm-hmm. or, you know, people in their age group are getting married. It's like, I don't want to be left out.
Mm.
I don't want to miss out.
Oh, I love them. No, girls might say, I'm in love. Like,
what's wrong with loving somebody, though?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong, but it's like, because of this moment, everything is good. We love each other. We want to get married. Let's start naming what our kid's going to be. And you play house.
Mm-hmm.
And so playing house turns into, let's just do it.
Did you ever do that? Because my son's name was supposed to be Tamir.
Seriously?
T-Y-M-I-R.
I think everybody had a Tamir. I think actually, I didn't even want to hold you. We must have talked about that.
Well, you must have been thinking you was going to have my son with me, because I know my son's name was going to be... Oh, it wasn't with me
who you was talking to.
My son's name was Tamir, and my daughter's name was Shanae.
Okay. I think I still was on the same name type waves. So if I said Tamir, I think, you know, daughter probably was like a mirror or something like that.
That would have been cute.
Mm-hmm.
I can see a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like you.
Yeah.
But your jeans ain't strong, because none of your kids look like you.
Gina.
Okay, so number two.
Compared, tell somebody that.
What, your kids don't look like you?
I'm just saying, like, your jeans ain't strong. I was like saying, like, you just shooting blanks or something. Like, your jeans ain't.
You ain't shooting blanks because they're here.
I'm just saying, I get it, but you just, it just seems kind of like.
Gerald, your kids don't look like you.
All right.
It's okay.
I guess. There's nothing I can do.
They say your kids don't look like you if you ain't put in no work.
I wore my socks. They say, you know, then they say when you wear your socks, you put in work. No, I don't know what that said. I don't know where I came from. Who somebody said that to me?
Somebody, dude.
Somebody did say something about...
It's so many superstitions, it's ridiculous.
I was like, man, that can't be true, because I be going at every time like I thought I was, and I'm like, damn.
Number two.
But no, I guess it just got to be jeans.
Compatibility matters.
Disadvantage. We in the disadvantages, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I guess opposite attracts, right? Would be the advantage, compatibility?
I'm not really really sure on that.
I'm not sure where they're going. Hey, listen, if y'all listening, our listeners, comment on that one. Compatibility?
Yeah.
Be as a disadvantage. Now, I do think maybe because the article was maybe speaking on that opposite attracts. Do you think we're compatible?
I don't know if we would pass a compatibility test. Let's take one. I'm gonna look for one.
Don't get your feelings hurt.
We almost 12 years in.
I'm just gonna say, knee alone.
It is not gonna tell you that.
It ain't?
No.
No.
Number 3, financial safety. True.
Damn, that's why you with me?
There is no financial safety.
Oh, damn. We had the disadvantage again. Yeah, disadvantage again.
I mean, you was in the military, but we're different.
So, I mean, I wasn't in the military when...
When I met you, yeah, you're right.
I wasn't in none of that. I was...
Asking your mom to drop you off. I was a kid from West Philly. Walking, getting on Scepter. Poor kid. Poor little Ting Ting.
Trying to make a way. You know what I'm saying? In these streets.
That's how I'm going to introduce you next week.
Hey, who this? This is poor little Ting Ting. Gina!
Number 4, risk of miscarriage or abortion.
Disadvantage?
I don't know if an abortion is a disadvantage because
it's a choice, right?
And I don't know that miscarriages are
likely the younger you are.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I do think that, I guess, going through those situations, those experiences early can be you're not mature enough to handle. Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it may be like, okay, as soon as we go through that first hard thing together, because we're younger, we're not mature enough to be able to deal with it together. And so we probably go our separate ways.
I see what you're saying. We actually know a couple. I don't know how old they were. But they had a miscarriage and went their separate ways.
And then we also know another couple who had a miscarriage, end up having a daughter.
I can't think of who that couple is right now. So you have to tell me.
I don't know if they had two kids or they had a daughter, but they end up mom doing hair.
You ain't got to do all that.
Not know that, but I'm just saying, just kind of giving. Anyway, yeah. It's fine. But I don't know why we act like that on podcasts. Like, sometimes you just be throwing names out there that sometimes, I guess miscarriage could be a touchy topic.
Yeah, I don't want to put nobody's business out there if they don't want somebody to know.
Like, yo, I ain't give you consent for that. Yo, like, run me my money, Trump. You funny.
All right, so number 5 and number 6 kind of go hand in hand. Number 5 is lack of proper education, and number 6 is needs to learn a lot.
Yeah, you don't want your daughter bringing no dummy home?
You got to learn. Sometimes you have to learn through experience and some things. And no, I don't want my daughter to bring a dummy home or my son. But I also understand that you have to go through certain things to understand how to get through certain things.
Say that again.
And nah, because I'm gonna forget. I'm gonna be tongue twisted or something.
Okay, I got you. But that was good.
But I feel like the younger you are, the, you know, more inexperienced you are. Mm-hmm.
But the person you meet today very well may not be the person tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And so you don't want to overlook the very person that could be the best person for your child because of what you see right now. What you see in front of you, what they're doing. For example, I believe that, you know, God put us together, but I believe I'm the best thing for you. Hey, that's funny.
Huh?
That was like, you really chuckled.
Nah, I was thinking about something from earlier.
Yeah. So, but I do believe that you're the best for me. Right? I think nobody can compare. You know what I mean? Even somebody say, oh, well, I have this one thing up or these two things up. But as far as looking at the whole package, you know what I'm saying? You know,
and that's not to say that I'm perfect, but I'm just
no, that's not a saying good that.
Fit.
Let's make that clear. But no, granted, I think the imperfections are what makes you, what makes it, you know what I mean? Even with
that's
me.
That's what makes us fit.
Yeah.
Good together.
And it has to be the perfect match, right? The puzzle, right? Because it completes me. And so even if you have two people who seem like, man, y'all on the same page, but your imperfections is not my need. Or your perfections is not my imperfections. And it may not always line up that way, but just kind of understand when you put it together as a puzzle, it cohesively looks like one. Oh, that's, come on now. Come on, y'all. That was good. That was good.
Okay. That was good.
Okay, I see what you're doing here.
What?
Okay.
Okay, so number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Make compromises.
Oh, that's why you did it. See, I don't even know if it's real anymore what you're doing. You've been doing a whole lot of...
Listen.
Go ahead. All right, I'm playing. Go ahead. Compromises.
I do think the younger you are, the more you are willing to compromise.
You do?
Yes. Absolutely.
Because you, based off of you setting your ways, the older you are. Is that
but
along those lines?
But I think, too, the younger you are... Well, to be honest, in this day and age, I think there are more people saying, I don't have to put up with this. I'm not compromising. I'm not sacrificing. This is what I want. This is what I'm going to get. If you can't provide that, then have a nice life. But on the other hand, I do think that there are some people out here, especially when things are going great in a relationship, they are willing to overlook and compromise with certain things.
And that's the, but it's danger.
That is dangerous.
It's danger.
That's why this article says it's a disadvantage.
The disadvantage, because you let things go. You overlook this, mm-hmm. overlook that. And you look up and like, who the hell did I just marry?
Or it can build
out.
Up.
I went out today.
I can't even take you serious right now.
I'm just saying, I'm just was in like, in scene. Like
I
how somebody was like,
I wish they
they look over and they say, who the hell is she?
Yeah. It happens though.
The pandemic showed, I think people constantly, maybe it could be kids and they was or working and everybody was just as kind of as a system, right? As a routine. And I, realize that, yo, I'm living with a stranger. Because now they're forced to kind of now.
There's a stranger. I don't think that's how that song go. The drone by Tamia.
It's a meeting. There's a meeting.
First of all,
no.
That was Silk. Totally different song. Tamia said, it's a stranger in my house. Silk said, it's a meeting in my bedroom. Bro. You know, when it comes
to lyrics, the bedroom.
When it comes to lyrics.
I don't got it.
You don't.
Then why you look at me like you needed answers? Why
I
sweat?
I was just making eye contact, that's all. Anyway,
I was trying
eight,
to help.
But you was in the wrong song.
But you got the right song, didn't you?
I been had it.
That means what I see. It takes the go ahead. Let's go. Just go.
Number 8, lack of individuality. That's true. You got to find who you are and know who you are.
That's why I told you I need to talk to that. I need to talk. Whoever. You ready? Who are you?
You know anybody that got married before 20?
That's still married?
No. Just got married.
Yeah, my coworker, but he's in his third marriage.
So clearly that ain't work.
Well, I just think it could have been for other reasons, because it was
The second marriage. One didn't work either.
Right. I think, but you constantly, it's the same type, same girl.
Yeah, just a different name.
Yeah, so.
That happens. People have types.
Mm.
People absolutely have types. You got a type?
I don't know. But I thought I would be with, like, a knee alone.
You say that again.
No. Like, I'm just saying, like, I mean, my type. If I had a type, I kind of always, like, the TLC, the chili, or the, like, a brown skin, same complexion. Like a chili.
Me and knee alone and chili, we all are in the same complexion.
Where?
On our skin. What you mean?
Yeah, come on, cut it out. We not gonna do that. Not today. Mm-mm. No, we ain't. No, we are not. Well, no, we are not.
Anyway, last but not least, the last disadvantage is family fights.
Mm.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but I guess it depends what kind of person you are, because I feel like nobody in my family can say anything they want to you. Because at the end of the day, you are my husband. And I don't want you to feel like you gotta be disrespectful to anybody, so I'm gonna check it first.
Yeah, I get you.
But they ain't you, though.
I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you cool. to come back. No, I ain't going to let nobody talk to you in any type of way.
Come on.
Nah, it's just a time and place of when you go ahead and check the person. Absolutely. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that, because anything that has said or would have been said, I check things way before you even hear. And I think it's also... You have to realize that you can't handle everything. Because when you can't.
If someone disrespects my husband, best believe it will be addressed. Especially if I'm sitting right there. There's no way in hell you think you're going to say what you want to say out of your mouth to my husband, who has been nothing but respectful. And think that's gonna fly.
But I will also be able to. So depending on who it is.
See, the problem is you want to. No, it does not depend.
Well,
the problem is you want to make excuses for people, and that's cool.
So
that is absolutely fine if that's what you want to do. But the thing about it is,
I'm gonna let you be great.
I'm at a point where I'm not gonna be disrespected.
You shouldn't.
So if you think you're going to come out your mouth sideways to my husband or to myself, this silly Carell, you don't get that one no more. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you loud and clear.
All right, go ahead. What you got to say? Because I'm done. That's my 2 cents.
That's your 2 cents?
What you got to say?
I'm speechless.
Speechless. That's a first.
Right. Then you just say, I don't say nothing. So why say something now?
You right. That's why I got it covered.
That's why you got it covered, right? Because you ain't going to let nobody say nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? So I got your back, though.
I know.
You know what I mean? Always have, always will.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, so.
Today, tomorrow, and forever.
Come on now. But I think we make each other great. And I think we go through certain moments. I think what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And communication is key, right? So those who are listening, I think that just keep going.
And follow us on social media. Enamored Journeys.
Enamored Journeys, right?
At Enamored Journeys on Instagram.
Because it's a journey filled with love. Because you can choose to do a lot of things. Right? You can choose to argue. You can choose to fight. Or you can choose to love. And love is an action word. And
yes,
so you have to make a choice daily to love the person that you're with. And that's just my two cents.
All right, y'all. We see y'all next week.
Peace.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Just My Two Cents. Be sure to follow us on social media to join the conversation.
Wait, you mean to tell me it's over? We gotta wait the next week? Oh.